Auburn busts 100 points in a big win, preparing to head to Maui. Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five. No Zep today, but he'll be back tomorrow. We're going to go again tomorrow, 2 days in a row, and we'll react to the game, and then obviously we'll preview Maui. But today, we're talking all about this big 102-69, very nice win over the UNA Lions or something, whatever they are. But we'll dive into all the statistics, all the high points of the game. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code next round for a double up deposit bonus. Whatever you give them, they're going to double it and give it back to you to play with free money, basically. So give them $250. They're going to give you another $250 back to play with in free play. So you can go risk-free for a while until you start hitting that actual money. Hopefully you hit a big parlay or a big teaser before you actually get to playing with your money. But they got sports lines and for everything, for every team, and then all the different ways that you love to bet, they got it. So check them out, mybookie.ag. Auburn takes down, again, like I said, Auburn takes down North Alabama 102-69 in a great game, a great test right before you head to Maui and play, obviously, much greater competition. UNA was a unique team. They weren't overly big, but they were all really, really fast. And they did have some big guys that can make some plays, but they had a little point guard who was a very, very tough a very, very tough guard. He's got a tough guard to defend because he was just so fast. His speed was – we haven't faced a point guard yet that had that kind of speed. And I think that's perfect because as you start playing a lot tougher teams and a little bit more athletic guards, you at least have something that you can go to on how we know now how we're going to defend these type of players, because he frustrated us at times. And we're going to talk about defense in just a second, but the big takeaway obviously has to be Jahni Broome. I mean, you can't brag enough about Jahni. I mean, you really can't. There's just so many things, so many great things about his game. There's so many things about the way he plays the game that's just so much fun to watch. I mean, he only played 26 minutes last night, which is a pretty good load. But 26 minutes, he scores 30 points and has 17 rebounds. And I don't think he scored his first point until – well over halfway through the first half. Just for whatever reason, the looks we were getting were threes. We were hitting them, and then we got a little cold, and then they started feeding Jahni. He was 13 of 17, and two of those were threes that he took. So if you take the threes out, just points in the paint, he was 13 of 15. 3 of 5 from the line, which is, you know, where you need him to be. Just unreal, man. Like I said, Auburn went cold for a little bit right there towards the middle of the first half. Came out super hot, then went a little bit cold. UNA actually took the lead at one point, I think, for very, very quickly took the lead by 1 point. And then it was the Jahni Broome show the rest of the way. He's not overly athletic. He's not going to be the most freakish athlete on the court. He's not going to be the biggest guy typically on the court, but he's so gifted and so skilled, and you can tell, like, he's just such a veteran with how he can manipulate his body, the moves that he has in the post, that it just, and the touch, man, the touch is just otherworldly. The one-handed touch that he has, I mean, he just, when he puts it up, you know it's going in. And these aren't tough, these aren't easy shots. It's not like, you know, those 13 field goals that he made were all dunks. We're talking about little floaters, you know, little one hand off the glass, little scoop and scoop under type stuff. I mean, all of it, finger roll type stuff. I mean, just all kinds of highly skilled shots, and he hits them all. It's crazy how good he is. It's crazy how, I guess, developed he's become over, you know, over his 4-year college career. I mean, he's maximizing his gifts, and that is so much fun to see. He's the best center. I'll say it. I don't care. You can argue with me about the past, whatever. He's the best center in Auburn history. I mean, he's unreal. The impact that he's had on this team is something that's incredible. And for him to hang around like he's done, not that he's done it for free. I'm sure he's made some really good money while he's been at Auburn. But gosh, what a fun guy to watch. And it's good to know that when you do go cold, when shots stop falling, Auburn's got something they can go to. You can feed it to Janai. He's a matchup nightmare, and he's going to either score, get fouled. He's going to make a play. And then rebounding machine and just all in all on both sides of the court. Defender, he can do pretty much anything. Just, man, how hard is it going to be to replace that guy next year? I don't even want to look ahead to next year because – boy, oh boy, that's going to be some massive shoes for someone to fill. I think he's only gone 30 points or over 2 or 3 times in his career. So it's good to see him, you know, get up there towards have some of, you know, match some of his best games ever. I think he's had maybe two 30-point games at Auburn and a 32-point game at Moorhead. So just good. What a fun game to watch. Again, 25 minutes, super efficient, just really, really played well. So definitely got to keep feeding him and seeing how this season plays out because he's special. Auburn was hot from three, man. Hot from three. Shot over 40% from three, 12 of 27. Chad started off the game and hit two big ones. Okay. And then I think Denver had missed two, but then he missed his first two. Then he made two in a row. Just everybody kind of got in. Miles knocked down two threes. Janai hit a big three. Denver actually hit three total. If Denver starts shooting threes, we're going to be impossible to beat. You know, he's been one that's been kind of cold to start out the year. And then, you know, playing great defense, just showing up, playing great defense. But if he starts getting hot from three, watch out. That's what, to me, with these Bruce Pearl teams, three-point shooting is what sort of pushes these teams over the top. When he has guards out there that can shoot freely and have the confidence to pull it at any point in time, that's when this offense is just so exciting and just so tough to defend because – it creates so much space, and then you just kick it into Janai, and Janai's got a one-on-one, and he's going to win that battle 90% of the time. It's unreal. It's a really fun offense to watch when they're hitting their shots. Shot 61%, basically 62% from the field total, which is great. 70% from the line, which I'd like that to be closer to 75%, but still. 17, you got 17 free throws, made 12. Just three-point shooting, man. That makes everything better. It's my only concern every single year. What kind of shooters do you have? What kind of shooters do you have? And you look at this recruiting class they have, and you're bringing in two guards that love to shoot threes, and they shoot them at a high clip with Caden Magwood and then obviously Simon Walker as well. So you're losing some shooters, and you're going to be bringing in some shooters as well. And I would say that's going to be an emphasis for the portal, obviously, this offseason as well. But can Auburn stay hot from three? If Auburn can stay hot from three, it's hard to find a loss. Duke at Cameron Indoor, Duke's really good. That to me is the only game I feel like Auburn may even be an underdog in. I think they might be favored in every single game. Depending on how this Maui thing plays out, you do play some more tough competition. You play Iowa State right off the bat. I'm curious to see what that spread opens up as. But man, this when the threes are falling, this team is just so hard to beat. And I know you could say that for a lot of teams, but Auburn especially, just because of the extra inside threat that you get from Chaney, from Dylan, from Janai, you got such a strong inside presence to if you can make threes and create space, boy, oh boy, watch out. Watch out. I can't wait to see this team. I can't wait to see this team against Maui. So let's talk about defense. I didn't even know this was possible. This sort of blew my mind whenever I heard this stat. Denver Jones, best on ball, best defender, on ball, off ball, doesn't matter. Best defender on the team. You put Denver on their best scorer every single game, and he's done it for the first, several games. You put him on the opposing team's best player, and he's been able to affect them. He's been able to create turnovers. He's been able to just sort of clog up what they want to do on offense with their best scorer. He's done that, and Bruce has bragged on him every single game. I mean, bragged on, just talked about the way he guarded LJ Crier, the way he's performed on the defensive side of the ball. Best defender, I would say, on the team, and he may be one of the best defenders in the league. Denver has played, this would be, the fourth or fifth game, and he had his first foul tonight, or first foul last night. And that is, I didn't even know that's possible. I did not know you could go, I didn't know you could play defense at the level as physical as he's played all year, and you could go that many games without having a foul. And he had two tonight. I was speechless. I was like, that can't be right. There's no way that's right. He committed his first two fouls tonight or last night against that little guard that I was talking about. That's just, he was so fast. And this goes to show you how fast he was. Denver is able to stay in front of anybody. Couldn't stay in front of this guy. He'd get by you, maybe throw your body into him a little bit. And he got two fouls. It just goes to show you, credit to Denver and how hard he plays. Another thing, how hard he plays when he's not necessarily getting the ball, scoring. Like he's still playing so incredibly hard. It's just fun. I mean, he's another one. What a blessing. What a blessing. You get him here for two seasons. He goes from scoring 20 points a game at, Florida International to coming here and not necessarily being the focal point of the offense, but doing the dirty work, getting in there and grinding and banging and doing what you got to do to create turnovers and stop their best player. Oh man, I hope he has a really good, continues to have a really good year. Played 28 minutes last night, plus minus was 23. So the only other player that was higher was, I guess there was two, Janai and Chad Baker-Mazzara. Good things happen when Denver's on the court. I can't believe you can play multiple games in a row without having a foul and defend at the level that he defends, with the intensity that he defends. I mean, basketball can be physical, and he guards physical. And to be able to do it and not foul, unreal. But that goes to show you how quick and how fast this little guard is. Hey, if I'm Bruce, I might be giving this guy a follow on social media. This little point guard from UNA, I might be watching him because he's pretty fun to watch. I think his last name is Lane. Yeah. Jakari Lane. He had 16 points. Didn't shoot at a high percentage. Hit his free throws, but golly, played 32 minutes, and he was electric. And that just, again, Denver guarded him all night, every time he was on the court. That was his test. That speed is what he had to go up against this whole game. And he had his first two fouls of the year. If there's anything over these first couple of games that you can look at and say something that Auburn needs to work on, and I would think it would just be maintaining offensive intensity for 40 minutes. It seems like there are times in the game where, I don't know if it's overconfidence, I don't know what it is. And again, you have to understand that this is like incredibly nitpicking. I mean, he scored 102 points, okay? 50 in the first half. So this is something that's extremely nitpicking, but it's something that I could see that could you know, pose a problem in some of these tougher matchups. But it seems like Auburn has lulls at times on offense where the intensity on offense wanes a little bit. Whether it's I take a cheap look, you know, I take a look. We don't go through our whole sets, or we just chunk up a shot because we're feeling it, or whatever. We don't maximize possessions, you know, 100% of the time, and we can go extended periods of time where we don't maximize a possession. I think Auburn, there was a stretch there where UNA climbed back in and took the lead. I think Auburn missed somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, somewhere 8+ shots in a row on 8 possessions. You do that against a really good team, and it's going to make it tough. It's going to make it tough. And you do it against UNA, and obviously they can climb back in the lead. The difference is Auburn can just flip a switch and put their foot back on the gas and score, you know, at a very high rate. I like to live bet sometimes on basketball. And I got to be honest, last night when Auburn went on that first run, sometimes what the live betting does, especially on my bookie, where you can catch them and you can hit some big bets, is the live betting line can't keep up because it's all algorithm based. Okay. So Auburn can go on a big run, and I know eventually there's going to be that little lull period. So if you can catch it just right, you can get a very, very inflated line. So I got the line all the way up to like 32.5 points. And I took UNA. I took UNA because I knew there was going to be that lull. And sure enough, there was. And UNA comes back and takes the lead for a very short period of time. And I'm thinking, okay, they got to go all the way back now. Auburn's got to go all the way back and score and cover 32.5. So I feel pretty good about that. But even through a lull, Auburn can turn it on and score in bunches, like, and score fast. And sure enough, they cover by 0.5 point, which is kind of blows my mind. Even the dudes off the bench started hitting threes. This is a complete team. And if they can just keep the intensity especially on the offensive side, I feel like there's very few lapses on the defensive side of the ball. There's some times where teams just make some freak shots, and that's what happened last night. UNA just was throwing stuff up, and it was going in, especially during that little run. If they can hold that intensity on offense, it won't even matter. It won't even matter if shots are going in because nobody can stop them. Nobody can stop this team if they can keep that offensive intensity up and maximize those possessions. They're just going to be a really, really tough team to beat. Your starting five scored double digits. All five scored double digits. Obviously, you had Janai at 30. Denver scored 13. Chad Baker scored 12. Miles Kelly scored 12. Your starting – yeah, and then Dylan scored 12. Yeah, because Dylan started. Dylan started at the five. And Dylan was 5 of 6 from the field, 2 of 2 from the line. There was one time Dylan drove from the top of the key, did a spin move, and I was like, what in the world is about to happen? And he got fouled and threw it off the shot clock. But he's becoming a lot more confident. You can see, typically, I don't want Dylan putting the ball on the court. I want him, if he's getting the ball, I either want him going up with it or passing it. He got the ball at the top of the key and drove down the lane. He's done that a couple of times this year. Now, you have no idea what's about to happen when he gets there. But a lot of times, I mean, when you're that big and you're coming down that hard, all they can do is foul you. It's impossible to guard and stop that freight train without fouling. So, hey, I'm all for it. Get in there and make it happen. So just a really, really fun team to watch. And this is a big, big win because I think there was a lot of positives that you can take into Maui. And there's some coaching moments as well that you can take into Maui that says, hey, look, I know we scored 102. I know we beat this team by 33 points. But if we have this little 5-minute stretch against Iowa State, we could be down by 15 points because we're probably not going to be up 30 when we go through this lull. It's going to be a tight game. So if we go through this little spell, if we have these little lapses on offense and we don't maximize our possessions, that's a chance for, you know, an Iowa State or a UNC or whoever we play, end up playing in the tournament, however the chips fall there, that could put us 10 points in the hole. So definitely some teaching moments, albeit very small. But just, I think it's honestly the perfect game that you could have had before you take this trip. Now let's hope this plane flight's safe and they, everybody makes it there in one piece. It's a long flight out there to the island. So obviously I'm joking a little bit. Ja'Kai and Turtle were on the bench dressed out last night. They didn't play, but that's, I think that's a good sign that they're probably going to be available, in Maui. So glad we got that resolved, and we can kind of move on from that. That was a trying time, a very short and trying time. But, guys, I hope you're enjoying this basketball season. It's going to be a ton of fun, and I can't wait to see this team compete in Maui. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure to check us out tomorrow. It's going to be me and Zip, and we're going to kind of preview Maui, talk a little bit about this game, some things that Zip saw, but really lean into that Maui, the possible matchups you could get. And just overall kind of preview the tournament because this is a big deal, big deal. So I really appreciate it, guys. I hope you all have a great rest of the day. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow us. Follow me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5. And, you know, we'll be back tomorrow and then later this week. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.